Okay, creation. I looked out this morning and it had rained overnight. And I thought to myself, we don't always like the rain, but boy, does it freshen God's creation up. And, you know, with springtime now, it's a time of new growth for leaves, shoots, and flowers. And then we have the autumn time where we've got the vibrant colours of the leaves, from shades of orange to yellow to brown to deep reds, and just the beauty of seeing God's creation throughout the year. Now, one of the things that I love is air travel, being up in an airplane, and I know not everybody likes that. And whenever we take off from Newcastle Airport or coming in to land somewhere, Sue grips my hand to the point that my fingers go white at the end for taking off and coming down. But I love it. But once you're up there, one of the things that you get is a perfect view of God's creation. The land, the sea, the clouds, and even the frightening thought of seeing another plane whiz by quite close to you. But thank the Lord for aircraft technology. And when the planes start to land in places like France, Germany, Spain, Portugal, Italy, Greece, the Mediterranean islands, and the plane starts to descend, and you can see the vineyards, row upon row upon row of grapevines, and rivers nearby that are giving nourishment to the vines so that they can produce the growth of grapes. So come with me to John's Gospel, chapter 15, and we're going to look at verses 1 to 12. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you're like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remained in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Amen. Now, in the previous chapter 14, Jesus had comforted his disciples. he told them that he's going back to his Father. And he promises the Holy Spirit for them, who will teach them and remind them of everything Jesus had said to them. And now, in this chapter, Jesus emphasizes the need to keep connected to him. Now, with grapevines, to have a bountiful harvest, certain conditions have to be met. After the harvest, the vine has to be pruned, getting rid of dead wood branches, allows new shoots to grow and produce an abundance of fruit in the next season. So what is the quality of my fruit like? My words, my actions, my attitudes depend on spiritual development. When Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches," he did not imply that one was separate from the other. The vine is a term implying unity in diversity. Root, stem, branches, leaves, grapes are all of the vine, and Jesus is all in all. He is everything, and we are part of him, vitally connected to him as branches to the vine. And severed from him, we're pretty useless, in honesty. The various parts forming the vine speak of unity. The root is no use without the stem, and the stem without branches, and the branches without fruit. Ours is a living union with Jesus Christ through the indwelling Holy Spirit, who produces fruit in life and service. Paul writes in Galatians 5, "Those who walk in step with the Spirit are marked by love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Sometimes my look on circumstances turns sour, or my actions and words become persistently unkind. What I need is pruning shears. I need to get rid of the things in my life that are stopping me being fruitful. And in my own heart, if I'm honest, I know what stops me being fruitful. What about you? What do you need to prune in your life? Does patience and gentleness characterize your interactions with others? Our God, who revealed himself through his Son, Jesus, is a source, our source, of strength, wisdom, joy, understanding, and peace. He is the vine and we are the branches. When we come to know him, we are grafted in to him. And the Holy Spirit wants to work through us, and our words and actions will produce fruit. How much fruit we produce depends on our pruning.